Our Coaches Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, now joined by Jefferson County North football coach. That is Jeff Schneider, presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, really for the first time this year, your team looking to bounce back. You take the first loss of the year. Last week, you went in 5-0, but you saw the defending state champs in St. Mary's. It was a crucial district game, or at least certainly a position battle in terms of the district. We'll talk about that momentarily, but again, St. Mary's able to get the win 34-18. What'd you learn about your team last week?
Well, I thought I thought St. Mary's was very talented. They were exactly what we thought coming in and what we saw on film. They have a good offensive and defensive line play. They are a talented roster, with athletes and speed, those sort of things. But I thought we matched up very well with them. I thought the line of scrimmage play was really good. I thought we both teams were fighting for the line, and I thought we did well up front on both sides of the ball. Offensively, we were able to move the ball in the run game and got two of our scores that way. And I thought we did very well throughout the passing game as well against what I think is a very, very good defense. So able to move the ball, and we're excited about that. On the defensive side, pretty good first half on both sides. We go down and we give up a couple big pass plays early in the first half, a couple of long touchdowns, which has been uncharacteristic of us. We go into the second quarter, and with 26 seconds left, the score is 14-12. So we're on fourth down. We're trying to keep them out of the end zone, and they were able to get in on that fourth down conversion. So they go into they extend their lead 20-12. But a pretty good first half, I thought, by both sides. Second half, we talked about the minutes right before half and trying to win those. We'd lost them in the first half, and we knew we needed to get them off the field in the second. We did with the opening drive, we got them to punt, and then we just did not do much with the ball on offense when we got it back. So, didn't get going very well in the third quarter on the offensive side, but kind of battled back, and we scored again in the fourth. But I thought, all in all, if you could take about a handful of plays away from that game, I thought we did very well against an incredibly talented opponent, but that's not the way that you play him. So I think what we learned more than anything is that every snap's going to matter, and we have a few things we need just to tighten up, a few things that against quality opponents that we can't let them take advantage of.
Yeah, this is certainly a time, or again, that was a game where the loss really kind of makes things interesting here in terms of the district standings down the stretch, and a win or a loss moving forward this week can do either a lot of help or a lot of damage on where you're placed come playoff time. But besides that, just kind of taking the district out of it, do you think that it's a good thing to maybe kind of wake your team up? You've been kind of cruising along. You've been getting big wins. I know the Wabunsee game was certainly a very tight contest early in the year, and you had to battle through to win that one. But you guys have been winning most of your games pretty handily and, sitting some guys, in the second half, and had been kind of a cruise control up until that point. Is it kind of a wake-up call? Do you see this as a positive moving forward, especially this close to the postseason?
Well, I don't know about a wake-up call. We knew that we were quality, that Wabunsee was a quality win. We also knew St. Mary's was a quality opponent. But, I think across our schedule, I think we have to focus each week, regardless of record. Like you said, we're focused here in district play, that sort of thing. I think that there's always moments to grow, either after win or loss. There's no doubt about that. I just know that we've already focused on, we just did everything we did in our regional prep week. We focused on the film, on ways of improvement, and we're trying to focus on the next opponent, because this week with Valley Falls, that's a big league opponent for us. So it's a chance for us to finish our regular season undefeated. And like you said, we're in district here where, you got to kind of knot it up there in who's in contention for that home game in that second place seed. That's what I like about that as much as anything is we have an opportunity in front of us of where we kind of have things on our own shoulders. If we can play well the next couple weeks and the outcome falls for us, we have a chance at that. If we we're not looking at a tiebreaker or a point scenario or something like that, if we can manage our own self. And that's really where we like to be with the entire rest of the schedule.
Couple more minutes with Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Well, again, you mentioned there the Northeast Kansas League, and of course your opponent this week, you host Valley Falls, and a win could clinch you at worst at least a share. Could win it outright if Jackson Heights comes up short this week. But again, a win clinching you at least a piece of a North Central Kansas League title. In terms of just that, what does that mean for you, your coaches, if you guys were able to do that to get a league title this year?
we talk about with our senior class, obviously a big senior class. We talked about them throughout the course of the year. Over the when they were freshmen, we won the league back in 2020. And in 21 and 22, we took second place in the league. We lost one game each year, and those games were one possession games. So again, you're talking about a handful of plays there. So it's a big deal for us. We always want to compete in our league, and we know that you have to play every opponent each week and you know, take their best shot, obviously, and we need to give them ours. But we think it's a big deal. And that's the when we set out goals for the beginning of the year, we want to be competitive in our league, want to be competitive in our district, and we have the opportunities to for that what in the next 2 weeks and what lies ahead.
Well, give us a little scouting report on Valley Falls. Again, they've had certainly some ups and downs this year. They come in to this one at 1-5, but you know what stands out about this Valley Falls team and the challenges that they certainly can present this week.
Well, the first thing that jumps out, and you know, we just know their personnel, so we're close and familiar with them. With the Evans kid, they have one of the fastest players in probably Northeast Kansas in small school football. So that creates challenges. You know, look last year, and we went into that game, and he got away from us twice in the first half and scored, and then we fumbled the ball twice inside the red zone. So we were ahead at half, but we had left two touchdowns on the field. Got our act together in the second half, and played a lot better, able to get some points and that sort of thing, and kind of get the game under control. You know, that's a focus. You know, speed does what speed does, and you let somebody break contain, and it just makes them faster. So we've got to make sure we're taking care of him and containing him. You know, they're a younger team. You know, we hope as we head into the week with a line of scrimmage that our size can, you know, help in that factor. But, you know, they have a lot of potential too. We know that fortunately here in our league, we get a chance to see guys in middle school all the way up through high school. And we know there's some talent in their younger classes. I mean, they're in process and they're coming along. So we got to try to make sure we're taking care of our execution and playing a good solid four quarters.
Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers coming off the first loss of the year against St. Mary's. 5-1, they host Valley Falls this week, a win clinching at least a share of a North Central Kansas League crown. Also a win will do a lot, certainly, moving forward into the final week, as those district standings are certainly tightening up. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.